Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dr. William Glasser, a psychiatrist, once told about the time he was preparing to give his son a bath. At the time, the little boy was 5 years old. The Glassers had two tubs, a large one that would have allowed the little boy to kick and splash, and a smaller one which had been used when he was little. The little boy asserted his rugged individualism, otherwise described as stubborn independence, and announced he wanted his bath in the small tub, even though he knew the larger tub was easier to fill. When Dr. Glasser asked him again, he firmly insisted he wanted his bath in the smaller tub. Then, when his older sister quickly made for the large tub, the little boy began to yell and scream that he really wanted to take his bath in the big tub. I had to pick up 50 pounds of tantrum and place him in his own tub, where he continued to wail his protests, said Dr. Glasser, who happens to be a leading psychiatrist. When he realized that his complaints were doing no good, he became quiet and I went in to talk to him. I said, "Let me give you some advice. Do you know what advice is?" He did. So I told him, "Never say no when you mean yes." A colleague invited you to have dinner with them, but you had promised your own family you would have dinner with them. You'd really like to say no, but you don't know how without hurting some feelings. I'd like to share some guidelines that may help you learn to say no when you mean no and yes when you mean yes. 1. If you would like to say no, then do it promptly without delay. Avoiding the issue is often taken for a confirmation, and then you feel obligated to go ahead and do it at the last minute. Get the jump on the situation by blocking out time for your family on the calendar. Evenings when you want to stay home. Days when you really want to be alone. Say kindly but firmly, "I'm sorry, I'd like to, but we already have other plans for that day or evening." 2. Don't feel obligated to accept every invitation that comes your way. Actually, you will advance faster and further in the business world by not accepting every invitation to stay overtime or work late. No one admires a person who has so little strength of character that he cannot say no to anything for fear he won't be in the good graces of the boss. 3. Don't feel that you have to offer an explanation for every refusal. In some cases, you have far more right to say no than he does to ask you. There are a multitude of ways you can show that you are concerned about the company's welfare other than by always saying yes. 4. Realize a counteroffer can show good faith. A man who has friends, says Proverbs 18:24, must show himself friendly. Ultimately, the invitations will stop if you refuse every invitation. But you could say, "I'd really like to say yes, but I can't this time. Sorry, it's impossible for me to accept it this time, but I will be available next week or whenever." Learning to say no when you really mean no can make life a lot easier for you. As Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes, and your no be no." And when you learn those lessons, you will be happier and better adjusted. There are times when you may find it convenient to say, "I would really like to say yes, but I can't. I have made other commitments that I cannot change. Ask me again, and I'll see if I can't accommodate you."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.